The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The production team are trying to increase my blood pressure today because they started with the burger thing, the burger and the sausages. Then they moved on to the blister packs, which, as you might imagine, I'm quite annoyed over. And then there's this.
Here are some steps that you can take to make the transition easier for you and your family. Help out around the house. It can be easy to revert to your former roles if you move back in with family. However, agreeing to take on some household chores is beneficial for everyone involved.
That is from a Department of Housing video that went up on their social media channels, providing advice for adults who were forced to move back home to live with their parents. I'm assuming there were meetings. I'm assuming that there were conferences. I'm assuming that there were many attempts to make this look as usable as possible. And that is what they produced. No disrespect to the two people who appeared in it. They were doing a job. Natasha O'Brien is one such adult who is living at home with her parents, not necessarily through choice. She's on the line now. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, how are you?
What was going through your mind when you were looking at this video?
I suppose initially when I looked at this video, I thought, first of all, I thought it was Waterford Whispers. but it just felt like it was absolutely tone deaf to share and promote a video when the Department of Housing and Gov are standing over and contributing to the situation. It just felt dystopian and patronising. Like it's absolutely caused so much hurt to myself and to other young people like myself that are struggling with this very current housing disaster. But I think I would like to say that, like, the young people in Spun Out have been tasked with supporting the young people whose mental health has been seriously impacted by government failure to deliver successful housing plans. Like, Spun Out are separate, you know, they're an independent youth-powered national charity, so I will never, ever have any fault with their work. They do incredibly important work to empower young people.
But had it appeared on Spun Out's channel, probably we wouldn't be talking about this. It was the fact that it went up on the Department of Housing's social media channels.
Absolutely. Like, young people's mental health is being seriously impacted by this housing crisis, and therefore Spun Out are having to act on it. But it's like the government are sharing it, and it's like, oh, well done, lads, for advising young people on how to navigate this dire situation that we have a government have actually created for you. Oh, well done, that's great. Now we can sit down now and keep our seats warm while you all advise people on how to live in the situation that we've created. Like, it was just like, I was thinking, what's next? Are they going to share a video on how to pay extortionate rates to a lovely, nice landlord? Do you know what I mean? Like,
tell us about you're literally in this situation. I mean, did you need to be told how to live at home with your mum, or were you trying to navigate that yourself anyway?
I mean, like, the reality is that I am actually, there's half a million adults stuck in their parental homes. Like, we are absolutely infantilized. And, you know, if this is hidden homelessness, you know, we are actually in a form of hidden homelessness, and it is ridiculous. But I'm thinking, like, I'm actually fortunate enough to have a supportive mother who has given up her freedom and is losing, you know, has had to live with her adult child in her home. And, you know, everyone's lives are frozen. But we're actually the fortunate ones, because there are so many people that are just being absolutely, you know, they're just having to be forced to pay extortionate rates. But yes, we're being told, oh, yeah, instead of, like, you know, we're being told, like, oh, yeah, just get on with it. Like, we'd rather just not do anything about it. So, like, no, I don't need to be told how to live at home. We're all struggling, but we're making the best of a bad situation, which the government have created.
Fianna Fáil spokesperson on housing is the TD for Cork South Central, Seamus McGrath, who, of course, whose party colleague is the Minister for Housing. Seamus McGrath, good evening.
Good evening, Jonathan.
James Brown did admit it. What was the exact phrase he used? I think he agreed it was badly placed, I think, at a minimum. Do you agree that this video shouldn't have gone up on the department's social media channels?
Yes, absolutely, Jonathan. Look, as you outlined there, this was something produced by Spun Out in association with the housing agency. I think the mistake here was that it was shared by the housing department, because then it entered a different sphere, I suppose. It entered a political arena, and it was perceived in many ways, is this really the government's response to the issues that the young people are facing in terms of having to stay at home longer than they'd like to, having to move back to to their family home to save for a deposit and so on. So I think that's when this became an issue. Like Natasha there, I would totally agree. Spunout does tremendous work in many respects for young people around the area of mental health and well-being and so on. And I've no doubt they were well-intentioned in this, but it was when it entered the political arena by virtue of it being shared by the housing department, which obviously is an official department of government, that was the mistake. That shouldn't have happened. The minister said that that was ill-conceived, I think was the word he used. So I think there's an acknowledgement there that, that's where this went wrong.
Do you accept as well it's a two fingers to the good people of Ireland who are living in their mother's box room in their 30s? Because as a result of your party and Fine Gael's handling of the housing crisis, they cannot get another home.
Look, I do. I accept this caused hurt, absolutely. You know, there are significant issues there for young people. There was a real human impact in relation to the housing crisis. I totally accept that. As I say, people having to move back home and so on like that. There is a chronic shortage of accommodation out there. People feel a certain hopelessness in relation to their ability to purchase housing or even secure rental accommodation. I totally get that. In a constituency TD, I'm dealing with these kind of issues every day. But I suppose what I do want to reiterate that, you know, the perception here when the Department of Housing shares a video like this is this really what the government is saying to us? It isn't. I mean, there is a significant set of proposals and measures and plans in place to try and address the housing crisis, to try and stimulate housing activity so that we can increase the housing supply. You know, only 2 weeks ago we published a housing plan. It is an updated housing plan. We're investing record funding in relation to trying to stimulate activity, record funding and infrastructure that will help.
Look, a lot of that's coming, but Natasha O'Brien, are you taking comfort from what Seamus McGrath is saying there? Yeah, the video shouldn't have gone up, but there's a lot of work going on.
I suppose to me it feels quite scapegoating to say, oh yeah, it was well intentioned by Spunout. Of course it was well intentioned by Spunout, because the young people in Spunout have been tasked with supporting the young people of Ireland whose mental health has been seriously impacted by government failure to deliver successful housing plans. So it was the intention of Spunout was it was totally necessary to, you know, support young people in this total dystopia where we're being forced to, you know, navigate living at home as adults. However, the government sharing it and promoting a housing video that advises young people on dealing with the transition back to home, that's where the issue is, that the government thought that that was acceptable. It's essentially like, you know, they've just essentially, you've given up on affordable housing and you're just kind of saying, you know, oh yeah, we'll ignore it now and people are being told, oh, adapt and instead of being housed, you know. So,
do you want to come in on that?
No, absolutely. Look, and again, that is the perception when the housing department shares a video like this, and I certainly wouldn't be scapegoating Spunout. I think they do incredible work, and the last thing I would want, and I think any of us would want, is that they would be discredited as a result of this. They certainly should not. The issue here was the sharing of the video by a housing department. There are significant issues there. We totally accept that there is an acute problem in relation to the housing and accommodation that's out there for people. There are serious plans in place to try and address that. You know, Natasha mentioned affordable housing and so on. Start to homes, the new housing plan sets a target of 15,000 start to homes per year. We're under no illusions in terms of the challenge here, Jonathan. It is colossal. We are making progress. We went from building about 20,000 homes 5 years ago to now somewhere around the mid 30,000 this year, hopefully.
Yeah, but it's the last decade. Yeah, that's the problem that left us in the situation we're in. Seamus McGrath, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you very much. Natasha O'Brien, thank you very much as well.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.